Greetings, this is James Gilner with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got another great show. We'll have some call-ins, some pretty interesting call-ins, and hopefully some updates from Australia. We'll be working on that, see if we can get that line patched in, and a few other things. I have a few announcements we need to make first. This Wednesday, August 3rd at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, Ashley starts a new 5-week teleconference healing series, Meditations for Recalibration, Expansion, and Contact. And this weekly gathering provides support, healing, and community through the crazy times we're going through. And they can't get much crazier right now. It's getting pretty insane. But anyway, the next Skywatch weekend will be August 11th through the 14th. We've had amazing activity in the skies lately. We're getting just all kinds of ships and power-ups. And last night I filmed a massive ship coming right overhead. Really good footage. We're getting half treetop level footage and just amazing activity up here. The mountain is lighting up and the doors are opening. And for people who don't, I just did an interview just basically like 10 minutes ago. And they asked me questions about the ranch and why it's so special here. And I said, well, basically it's a Stargate. But it's much more than that, and we're actually sitting on top of a massive cavern, and that's the Inner Earth boys are underneath us. So we have the Stargate above us, the Inner Earth guys below us, and just all kinds of things going on here. So it's just an amazing place to come, and you know, when you do come here, you got to kind of you know, check yourself and be responsible for your attitudes and emotions in the process, because it is a very high energy place, and the veils come down and people have some pretty incredible experiences, and if you're not ready to heal and release the past, this is not the place for you, because it is a major healing center, and there is a lot of energy here, and it does bring things up. But, you know, that's just been going on for quite some time now. Upcoming workshops at East SETI, we've got Rosemary Guiley's workshop, and it's preparing for the Transreality Earth, Contact and Ascension, and that's going to take place next week in August 5th through the 7th. And she'll include several meditations backed by the 432 frequency to enhance contact and communication. On August 18th through the 21st, we have Shannon Leisner, and she'll be presenting the Theta Healing Certification Program. Tongue-tied here. If your higher self has been guiding you to step into your healing gifts, this is an excellent opportunity to get started. At the end of this weekend, you'll be certified Theta healer practitioner and able to begin seeing clients. That's nice. So Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 4th, we're going to have the Honorable Winston Shrout from Solutions in Commerce, and he's going to return to teach Removing Commercial Karma Part 2, A Preparation for Life in the New Republic and an Introduction to Commerce in the Fifth Dimension. That's going to be interesting. So on August 18th, Winston will be doing a free webinar to explain what the workshop will be about. So all details will be on our website. But, yeah, a lot going on here. We've got also check out the remainder of our 2016 workshop on the website as well, and registration for the remainder of the 2016 events will be open by the end of the coming week. So, and also, so I'm going to be part of the ET Disclosure webinar taking place online August 18th through the 21st. So check out our website for that as well. It's quite an event. There's a lot of people that are going to be Skyping in on that one. And again, for more information on all of our events, go to privateinvitationeseti.com. Again, that's privateinvitationeseti.com. And if you have any questions, you can email eseti2016@gmail.com. So eseti2016@gmail.com. And so for more information, there's a lot going on here, and things are kicking up. And, you know, speaking of that, I just want to remind people we are not a suicide hotline. If you call and demand that we you know, see you or talk with you, or you know, that's not what we're here for. We are here to help people. We are here to do healing and clearing processes and by appointment and things like that. And, you know, we don't have the resources to be a 24/7, you know, hotline. And also, too, if people come to events, they can't expect to, you know, just show up at 12 o'clock at night or whatever and expect somebody to be there for them. They have to make pre-arrangements. And so it's very important to realize that we just do not have the resources to have somebody, you know, online 24/7 on the phone line or at the gate, you know, to let people in. It just doesn't work that way. So if you want to make $1 million donation and build us a little hut at the end of the road, we'll be glad to take care of that problem. But right now it's not going to happen. Anyway, there's some pretty crazy stuff. We've got a coronal mass ejection on its way, and they're saying it's going to hit late Monday. So a major release just went off. Now, if you're sensitive, you're going to feel that ahead of time. When the gamma ray burst hits the planet, which is almost immediately, you're going to feel these sun flares or these coronal mass ejections. But the people later on will feel it. They'll really feel it, you know, when it impacts the Earth. And so, you know, usually there's about a 3-day period to where it actually impacts the Earth. And then, you know, that's going to create, you know, emotional outbursts, just all kinds of things are going to go on. It creates severe weather. You know, it creates an increase in volcanic and earthquake activity, all of that. And speaking of which, we had a 7.7 quake in the Mariana Islands. And I guess Fuego erupted too as well at the same time right after that. The high desert got monsoon rains with hail and lightning, an amazing lightning storm, you know, happened there. And, you know, that's par for the course. It's going to happen when these huge energies impact the Earth. It's going to create, you know, first it's going to create changes in consciousness and changes in, you know, social changes, you know, with these energies as they come in and affect the bioelectric fields around the people. And so we're going to have an increase in crazy weather, severe weather, and we're also going to have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So on the heels of this next one, I expect another pretty good-sized quake to be hitting us in another few days. So heads up on that one. I know California is just ripe for something to happen, and they're having a lot of fires there and severe drought and everything else. So it's going to be very challenging times for not just California, but there's other states going through the same thing. But there's just so much going on. Julia Gillard says no to Islamic Sharia law again, and she's sticking to her guns. And you know, this has been a mess. There's riots and everything going up against, you know, the Germany, Merkel, and these other people for bringing in all these Muslim people that and I'm not against any particular religion or race or anything else, but you know, we created that problem by sending the brute squad, you know, over to these other countries to, you know, steal the resources. Basically, that is the bottom line. That's why we are overseas. There's no other reason. And it's either oil or it's some other resources. And, you know, the bottom line, that's why we're there. It's either financial, you know, some monetary thing, system going amok like happened, you know, when they started going on the gold standard and breaking away from the federal, you know, petrodollar. You know, or it's, you know, it's all tied into that, either money or oil, basically, or minerals. But, you know, that's the bottom line. The brute squad is over there, and the brute squad is working for the corporations. They're not working for the people. And we need to figure that out and pull them back and stop financing this nonsense. And speaking of nonsense, they just bombed a children's hospital in Iran, you know, so in Syria, actually Syria. They bombed there's a U.S. airstrike on a children's hospital. Good shot, guys, you know. It shouldn't be there anyway, but as long as you're there, you might want to, like, hone down your skills a little bit and stop bombing children's hospitals, you know. So anyway, this is all going to come to surface. You know, there's karma involved in that. Bottom line, we have a collective karma that we're going to be dealing with, you know, and there are certain people that are opening the floodgates. And I want to talk about this. You know, the Illuminati's byline is order through chaos. So, and that had that Hegelian program going on where, you know, problem solution, you know, they create the problem and they become the solution. And then that way, you know, they're needed and they're necessary and then they can exploit us further. But, you know, the order through chaos thing is acting out. They're trying to create division and separation. All of this stuff, you know, Black Lives Matter, that whole situation. Yeah, Black Lives do matter. Every color life matters. And yeah, the police are getting out of hand. They are being armed like a military force. They are turning into the Gestapo in many areas. And that needs to end. There's going to be blowback from that. And when you start, you know, just brutalizing people, it's all over the internet. You know, innocent people, no matter what color you are, you know, you're going to start having blowback from that. So, you know, you're going to have to rein in your own people, the real, those that are really in service to humanity and the earth and to the people need to like step back and reel your buddies in and say, hey, look, if we continue on this program, we're going to be targets. And there's a lot of sharpshooters out there waiting to, you know, take care of business. And they just named all of the military people, retired military and everybody that was in service, enemy combatants. So that's a good one. Guess what? You know, so much for fighting for freedom. You know, you just lost that one. But it's just going on and on. It's just unbelievable what's going on. So, you know, we talked earlier in the other interview about how every one of our agencies is doing exactly the opposite of what its mandate is and what it's supposed to be doing. You know, so to serve and protect the people just isn't happening. You know, they're serving the corporations, and that's the bottom line. The military is not the Defense Department, it's the Offense Department, and they're not serving the people, they're serving the corporations. And that's going to change in the very near future, which is going to be a good thing. You know, the other thing is the, you know, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, what the hell are they protecting? I mean, look at the sky. Look at the chemtrails, which actually have lightened up, thank God. We haven't been seeing hardly any chemtrails in the last couple of weeks, which is amazing. And, you know, you look at all these things, you know, what's happening in the ocean with Fukushima, what's happening with your water, with fluoride, what's happening in your food. You know, the AMA, the FDA, all those guys have all are in cahoots with the drug companies, you know. So basically they haven't done anything to protect us, you know, and where are the cures? You know, where's the cures for cancer? We've had them for some time. You know, what are the frequency machines that work? They've proven a record of working to heal all kinds of diseases. You know, what, you know, just what about the basic natural remedies that have been working? You know, they've been suppressed. You know, why are they killing all these doctors? Because they found out that Nogales was in the, most of the shots are given out right now, which totally collapses your immune system and you can't absorb vitamin D anymore, and so whatever's in your system just runs amok, you know. So anyway, so they're finding the cure for cancer, they're finding the cure for all these things, but they're being assassinated, you know. So where are the police here? You know, why is there not a major investigation to see who's behind these, you know, assassinations? I don't know, they're up to like 30 doctors so far, and at what point they're gonna have to say, okay, who's behind this? This is not a coincidence, you know. So, I mean, you really look at the religious institutions are not empowering you to make your own personal God connection. They're the go-between, and they're disempowering you, and they rule through fear, guilt, and unworthiness, all low-frequency energies that separate you from the source, which is the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine in its most unlimited understanding. So, you know, they keep perpetuating these bearded gods of the past who are nothing more than the Anunnaki. So, you know, if you have this image of a bearded god, you're actually worshiping the Anunnaki. That's the bottom line. You know, but we'll have to do some research on that to figure that one out. You know, but we've had a lot of intervention in the past, and some good and some not so good. So we have to start paying attention to that. But, I mean, there's so many things going on, but, you know, the one thing, I want to talk a little bit about this Pokemon thing. Don't get that app. Come on. You know, you're just plugging right into the system. You're giving them access. When you're walking down the street, you become the eyes and the ears for the agencies. And, you know, you got to start paying attention to these programs, you know, that people are downloading. You know, they're not good. Even Facebook, you know, putting all your information out. You know, Facebook has a purpose. We use it just to let people know about events and things like that. But, you know, I put very, very little of any personal information on where I am and what I'm doing and things like that, you know, on Facebook. But, you know, it's a good idea, you know, start trying to somehow maintain your privacy, which is next to impossible right now. Because, I mean, they can view from a satellite, or they can view you from your cell phone. They can view and listen to you from your computer. It's like they've got it wired, and you're hardwired into these, or over the internet, you know, the Ethernet, through the wireless systems, you're wired into the system. They can plug into you anytime, anywhere. But, you know, it's getting pretty crazy out there. I'm getting these emails, and, you know, I don't watch TV, so I don't know what's going on. The other day I watched this thing, and they're pumping up the Democratic convention, and I went, oh my God, this is like Super Bowl. This is all bull. It's all nonsense. It has nothing to do with anything about us or the people. And just watching people try to present this image and sell this image so they can install their puppet is just beyond ridiculous, especially when you know behind the scenes what's really going on in the true character of these people. And a lot of them are just murderous drug runners, and they're being pushed to the highest levels of office. You know, what's wrong with this picture? You know, why are the most corrupt, the most dark people being, you know, at the head, you know, the controls? You know, we need to start thinking about that. This system doesn't work. You know, we have to revamp the whole system. It doesn't work. And, you know, there may be a way of restoring it, but, you know, when you get the Republic back and then start, you know, holding trials and holding these guys up on treason that have dual citizenship, that are voting against, you know, humanity's highest and best good or America's best interest, you know, we need to start looking at these guys and look at what they're doing. But, you know, it's just like Bribe Central. There's no honesty, there's no integrity. And, you know, people are waiting for the government to tell them when the UFOs are here and things like that. What is the point? I mean, have you not figured this out yet? You know, do you really think they're going to tell you the truth? Come on. It's like, why do you need their agreement? Why do you need their acceptance and approval to know what you already know? A lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. You know, I might say that when I go on this disclosure webinar thing, but, you know, I think it's important that people do the work, you know, and get the information out there and things like that. But, you know, I think at the end, we should bring these guys out and say, this is what's going on. This is our history. You know, this is what's happened, you know, but at the end of each time, do we really need our government's approval to accept the obvious? And that's the question they need to be putting at the end of this. You know, are we going to force pathological liars to tell the truth? No, we're not. And can we depend on them to tell the truth? No, we can't. You know, so we've got some pretty twisted people in high places, and we need to start paying attention to that. You know, it's undeniable. So the good news is the energy coming in right now, we've got this 11th dimensional ship that's here that's just kicking the energy up and monitoring the energy. We've got I'm getting all kinds of reports of everything from nukes being discovered to being deactivated to, you know, plans of the cabal to like nuke New York City and things like that, which was thwarted. Just all of this intel information is coming in, and it's just beyond crazy. You know, they said these nukes were planted by the Israelis, the Mossad, you know. So, you know, guess what? You know, they're not, I don't know why we're sending them billions of dollars, you know, when they're trying to nuke us and do other things. But, you know, I'm not anti-Semitic, you know, I'm anti-Zionist, you know. You know, I'm not against any people, any color, but, you know, any race or creed. But when you are harming humanity, the earth, then yeah, you know, you're on the list, you know, basically. But so much going on, though. But again, the good news is with the moving into the higher energized place in space we're going through, it's part of Earth's evolution to ascend and move to the next level. If you're not frequency specific to that, you're not going to make this shift. And even some of the nicest people you know of are going through process right now because the energy is so intense. And I tell people, if you're in a relationship and you haven't killed each other by now, it's probably a good one, because relationships are very tough right now. because of the energy coming in. It's bringing everything up, and we have to deal with that. And it's also bringing the little bad nasties out from under the, you know, carpets and out of the cracks and crevices. So, you know, the Archons, the negative ETs, some of the Greys and Reptilians and Serpent Beings, and these guys are all coming to the surface, and they're being frantic right now, and they're trying to create as much division and separation as possible. And they're really going after the light workers to try to shut this process down. And it isn't going to work. You know, it's a last-ditch effort. The same with the Illuminati and all of their false flag programs and other things that they're trying to pull and the division games they're trying to do are not going to work. You know, people are not going to fall for it. So some will. Some always will. You know, some just will believe whatever the talking heads tell them, and they depend on the talking heads for everything they know. And they're just totally brainwashed. And, you know, as long as they got their beer and their pizza and their SUV and their football team and their big screen TV, they're just going to go along with the program and whatever that box tells them or how it tells them to think. And that's unfortunate. But there are a lot of people, that's their program. That's what they're doing down here. You know, but, you know, they're definitely living in the moment, but they're totally unaware of future moments and what's getting ready to come down the pike. So they're completely out of position. So, you know, we got to shut that TV off, get out in nature, start talking to your friends and family, and get out of these old programs. I think we finally got, let me see what we've got. We've got Peter. I wanted to see if we can get an update on Peter to find out what's happening in Australia. Peter, are you with us? Definitely living in the moment, but they're totally up.
Yep.
We can barely hear you. We've got a little lag on that.
How you doing?
Good. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, got you good now.
Okay. Yeah, how's things in Auslan?
Yeah, good. Good. There's been lots of activity. I'm just about to release some more stuff. We had a craft flyover probably about an hour and a half ago. And that originally about 20 minutes before that, it just powered up. So this is broad daylight stuff we're talking about too. So my brother's down from Albury at the moment, my hometown. And besides that, you know, there's lots of activity going on in the home. And definitely these energies are going hardcore at the moment, as you know, James, yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, we're being tested to the max, especially the light workers right now are really having to learn to step up the plate, you know, and stand in their self-authority and learn how to heal unseen negative influences because, you know, it's on, you know, it's game on right now. And that's what we came here to do.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, we've been talking behind the scenes and we're pretty much getting similar stuff here in Australia in terms of people needing help. But, you know, we're not a suicide hotline or anything like that and we'll help where we can, but you know, we're only, you know, a small team trying to help the many as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm wondering what's the update? How's things going on with, Ulukai Brendan Murray? Is he making some forward progress there with, turning that, country around?
Yeah. I saw him quickly yesterday. I speak to him usually a couple of times a week and at least see him once a week, but there's some things going on in the background, for him at the moment that I can't go into too much, but it seems like he's connecting up with some big players and there's talking going on behind the scenes of a shift in terms of not who's in power, but, you know, basically money and help going to those that are already doing the work and trying to just push things on that front as well as, like when I got back from seeing you, I told him pretty much what's you know, going on with you guys over there. And I've already started with Sol working on some of these energy devices as well and healing. We've got to actually call them health devices, I think, to be politically correct so I don't get the front door kicked down or anything like that. But we're pretty much on the way getting a lot of that stuff done. So some of it's finished. The really cool stuff that we want to get done is, you know, probably about quarter of the way done. But yeah, Brendan's doing really good, and he's sort of given the heads up for his backup too with what we're doing, and which is great. So there's lots happening too with the glyphs down here as well. There's more being revealed. Sort of just waiting for the heads up on that when it's actually the go ahead of you know, some of the newer glyphs to go out there, because I think that's really going to back up a lot of what you're saying and what I've been saying, and it's going to be like the physical evidence in terms of some more of the Pleiadian glyphs, which, you know, as you know, they're offshoots of the Lyrans just like we are as well, so we're a mixture of it all. But there's a lot going on, especially with the political aspect over here as well. There seems to be people starting to realise that it doesn't matter who you vote for, it's the same party. And I think a lot of it's connecting up with what's going on for you guys over there at the moment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we definitely, and no offense, but they call that the Peter Principle, you know. I don't know if you've heard about that, where people are constantly you know, levitated to their highest level of incompetence, you know. And and I don't know why we keep doing the same thing. It's you know, it's a form of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But, you know, people go to the polls, they vote, and they think their vote counts. It doesn't count. And now it's being revealed undeniably that your vote actually doesn't count, and they're going to install wherever they want to install unless there's enough heat and enough people looking at them you know, a revolution about ready to drop the hammer, then they might change, you know, and do something different. But it's just, everything is just one big psyops here. It's just one big joke after another. It's really a bad joke being played on the people here.
Definitely. And that's what the system wants. And I think in Australia, we're seeing a huge sort of change in terms of, We saw David Icke yesterday, and it was great seeing some of the new stuff that he's talking about, and he sort of got into the nitty gritty in a way that I hadn't seen before. So I think if anyone's got an opportunity to go and see his latest talk, which he's just about to go to the US, the first two parts of it, you would have, you know, pretty much it's sort of normal stuff to you and I. But he went into some more parts of the Archon network and things like that of that nature, which I wrote about in the Book of Shiji, and you started writing about back in the 80s. But in terms of the Saturn and the Moon Matrix and things like that, I hadn't heard some of that from him, and it teed up with what I had to say. But he was recently, I think he's still in Australia, like, unless he's leaving today, but he was recently on the news program that you were on.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to rip it through him, and he wasn't having it, and he did a very good job. But then again, Jean-Claude Van Damme was on the same program here a few days ago, and then he went on the Sunrise, and he just lost it and got up and walked out. And what's happening is the Australian media at this time, I think they're starting to either lose their crap or they're going down a way of trying to just disregard anything people have got to say with another opinion. It's like they've already had a preconceived notion, which, you know, they do ultimately. But the point that I'm trying to get to is there must be a huge shift about to occur in a way that we haven't seen, because the way they're reacting and the way they're treating people and the questions they're asking, they haven't done it this stupid before. So something's about to happen.
Yeah. You know, before you know, they would get away with it. They would try to, you know, assassinate your character and get you to lose credibility and everything else. And they would pull it off. And nowadays, they're the ones losing credibility. I mean, you know, when you have these polls on, I know they had 99% of the people said UFOs exist and there's a government cover-up, and high 80s over here. And so when they scoff at the UFOs or make comments and things like that, you know, they think it's going to elevate them at the guy they're interviewing's expense, but it does the opposite. It makes them look like idiots. And so I think that's the shift that's happened, that they just can't do that anymore. They can't continue to avoid the obvious with almost all these conspiracy theories, because it's just in everybody's faces right now, and it's undeniable.
Definitely. And I think, too, that the beings behind this, whether it's, you know, some of the Greys or the Reptilians or even the Archonic Force, which I believe is a lot more in charge than the Reptilians or the Greys, everyone clumps them into one. I see different variations.
Yeah.
They're starting to build up their attack as well. I told you, I didn't get to tell you personally, but I woke up here, it was almost a week ago today, in the middle of the night, and there was like a 3-foot crocodile, that humanoid crocodile, hovering along the edge of the bed in a shadow form, but to the right side of me was a full-blown reptilian that was projecting that in front of me, but it didn't realize I picked up on it projecting that.
Yeah.
So there's been a huge influx of them actually starting to do things themselves again, which they originally did, but then they started sending out these parasitic thought forms and doing more of a psychic attack, just like with some of the weaponry the government are using too. But the point that I'm getting to is it seems they're actually running out of any other options, so they're actually doing things themselves now instead of using, I guess, their little foot soldiers to do the work again, because, you know, they're running out. There's nothing else they can do, so they're trying to do things themselves because they're running out of us putting up with their vibration. And therefore us leaving it, they're trying to keep us in it by attacking us, but they more of us are getting out of it. And that, like the work you've been doing for so long as well, it's helping to pick up and wake people up, which is why more than ever the clearings, though, if some feel like they're not doing anything, if you think they're not doing anything, they're not going to do anything. But if you stand firm behind your conviction in that you're clearing and connecting with your higher self and the other higher energies, this stuff's going to clear. We've just really got to really pick up that clearing mentality at the moment.
Exactly, and stand in our own self-authority. I mean, it is being challenging. I've been watching these people, you know, every once in a while I watch some of these events. And, you know, and I try, I'm not going to, I tell people, I'll be honest with you, I don't vote, you know, and people get mad at me. And the reason I don't vote is because I'm agreeing with the system. And there's a legal reason why I don't vote too, which is more in depth. I could talk further into that. But, you know, when you vote, you're actually signing up for the system and you're actually agreeing to the system. And so we need to fully step out of the system and create something else. But when I'm looking at the candidates and especially, you know, I'll get into it, you know, Hillary, basically, and I know her history and I know what she's done in the past, and none of that is being addressed or dealt with. It's all over the internet and everybody else knows about it. But when you get on the mainstream CNN and these guys, they won't touch any of that. But now these movies and everything are coming out about their past and their fundraising and all that stuff is all coming out, all the deaths surrounding them and on and on. But that's what I see in these times. It's all surfacing. You can't get away from it. And there's no way. And they're just backpedaling, putting out one fire after another after another. And I just don't think eventually they just can't, you know, it's everything is being revealed and their karma's coming forward to deal with it. And I just think eventually they just aren't going to be able to backpedal anymore or cover this stuff up. And there's just going to be one big collapse. And that's what I've seen, too, with certain people, that they are losing their link up, you know, with this Archon network. They're losing the connection with the entities that are actually possessing them and things like that. And they're having failures. They're having total mental failures where they just get stuck in a mode, or they get stuck and they can't even, you know, they don't even know what's being said or anything. They can't even respond to what's happening around them because they lost their hookup. You know, they lost their connection. And I'm seeing that over and over again, as these people that have been working in cahoots with these Archon forces, you know, the demon, gray, reptilian, serpent being, whatever you want to call it, all those guys, that they are not able to maintain a steady connection anymore, and they're just falling apart.
Definitely, and I think it's even going to happen with our secret space program, that the humans that are a part of that, they're going to actually eventually offshoot, and that technology is just going to be slightly integrated for the good, I think, here as well, because I think what I'm getting is that even our people that are in those programs that have not been of the light, they're starting to turn and change because they can see that grid not serving anyone, and the younger generation that are getting into it, they're sort of half-half. Some want to keep it going, some don't, because they see the harm that it's doing, but there's no way you can evolve from that. It's like destruction only gets more destruction, and that's what the program's doing. But, you know, in Australia, we've been pretty lucky that a few years ago we voted in Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who got kicked out, and they put in the first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Eventually, she got kicked out, and then they put Kevin Rudd back in. Now, why I bring this up is because it showed the Australian people, the average Joe, that we don't care who you vote for now. You think that we did, but what we've just showed you is that who we want in power, we put in power, and you guys really don't have a say. The public got to see for once that really that voting system is rigged, and that what happened was that there was interest by what you could call the Illuminati Archon Network that Kevin Rudd wasn't going to meet, so therefore they kicked him out and put in somebody else that would do that bidding. And then eventually she got kicked out, and I think there was a bit of a muddle-up putting Kevin back in, but it showed the world what's going on, and we've seen what just happened with England. And I think the next one to knock down is something's going to happen in America with the political system. And a lot of people know it already doesn't matter who you vote for. It's just they need some physical evidence on some way for just the average Joe, and I think America's going to get that pretty much real soon.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to say something. She just walked in.
Hi, James. Oh, how are you going?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. I was just listening to the last bit of you guys talking. It's interesting if you look at the agenda of what's happening now and with what's happening with China and Russia. So Kevin Rudd, our old prime minister, the one that got kicked out, he had strong relations with China, so maybe he didn't possibly fit the agenda of where they wanted to corral things.
And they're actually trying to put him in the UN now to be the leader of the UN, funny enough.
Wow. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, China's going to play a big role, and I think it's going to be – I think China and Russia are going to play – a very positive role in turning this planet around. And, you know, everybody's trying to demonize them right now and doing all they can, you know, to make them into the bad boys. And, you know, Hillary's constantly bashing China and Russia and trying to create World War III. But, you know, I don't think it's going to work. I really don't think it's going to happen. And no matter what they try to do, their days are numbered and they're just out of sync with the shift that's happening. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm not important. I know you guys aren't important. We're all important, you know, to as far as the roles we're playing here. But this is much bigger than any of us. I mean, it's not going to stop. It's like this massive snowball that nobody, no man can stop this thing. And, you know, they might as well get with the program and start running along with this snowball, because it's about ready to just consume them and take them along with it.
Definitely. And I think people need to remember there's a big possession going on, that a lot of these people, they really aren't bad people. And I think the American people need to remember too that they're awesome people. Like, me and Sol went over there, and I just wish more people were like Americans around the world. It's just, it's not even the government that's corrupt or screwed. It's that force that's possessing those in power behind it that are making things the way they are. But I think America needs to remember that, you know, a lot of people look up to them and honour the American people, like the actual people of America. And it doesn't matter to who I talk to with whatever background around the world, a lot of people respect Americans, and they're starting to realise too it's not even the military or the government, it's something behind them. So I think Americans need to just remember that, you know, they're awesome people, and don't beat yourselves up, because I know a lot of people say to me, you know, they hate how America sees the world, but people are waking up and realising it's not the actual people.
You're seeing that reptilian side of things and the Archon nature come out in videos. Did you guys see that Hillary Clinton one with her having a bit of a conniption?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. It was like the link was broken.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Lost the link and had to reboot, you know, had to reset. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, solution to this. We do major world healing, you know, meditations and things like that, but you know, what if everybody started in mass making their own personal God connection and work with whatever masters they feel comfortable with and start doing these healing techniques and these healings on all of the people in power, you know, all of the admirals, all of the presidents, all of the world, you know, and start freeing these people up of these archonic forces. You can imagine what effect that would have, you know, what kind of a planetary effect. It'd be amazing.
Oh, definitely. We've seen that with the Maharaj effect, when people brought down the crime rate through meditating. If enough of us got together and worked on something like this, it would be amazing, the effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, that's one, meditation is good, but actually doing the healing prayer specifically aimed at certain people would have even a more powerful effect. And a lot of people will go, well, you're trespassing. Well, actually, you're not. The entities are trespassing. You know, they have no rights. The entities have no rights whatsoever. And so it's they're fair game. You can clear them. You can't get into another person's personal stuff. I mean, you can't go into their past lives and childhoods and things like that and clear that up without, you know, permission. But, you know, the bottom line is that they are being trespassed upon. They've lost control of their souls, you know. But again, too, they've chosen that. You know, a lot of them have chose that program. So, you know, they've had choices all along the way to turn to the light and to do something different and haven't done it. So, but, you know, again, when you bring in this higher dimensional beings and start doing clearings and the masters, things are going to happen. You know, you can at least clear out the other entities that are pulling the strings.
Definitely. And, you know, they're always around us, as you've seen at the ranch, and you've seen it since you've been there. And we've got it here. The beings are side by side with us, our crew. It's just at a moment's notice, you know, through thought or intention, you can connect, you know, and hook up with them. They're always there.
Exactly. I mean, I've been working with people here that are coming out of that deep religious programming. And I come across this all the time. And unfortunately, the churches are really pushing this fear and guilt and unworthiness and the separation game. And you're the chosen one and things like that. Those are all anti-Christ consciousness. And people need to figure that out. You know, you are not being taught, you know, the ways of God or the ways of the Creator. And you're being taught actually something totally different. And having my own near-death experience, I know you guys have had experiences similar to that. You know, I experienced the source as this golden light, you know, of just pure bliss and pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And why aren't we using that image? And why aren't we becoming like that? And in our own consciousness, making our own personal connection with source and merging with that source. And that's when we're going to really have changes. But if we keep playing these division games and separation games on the planet, and that's what the Illuminati are pushing right now, is order through chaos. You know, they're creating all this chaos and dividing the races, dividing everybody up, and then creating a big mess. And they're going to come in with their brute squad and say, okay, we crushed it. You know, now you're back to peace. You know, go back to your pizza, your beer, and your big screen TV.
You know? Definitely. And they're going to be pushing more of those race wars and religious wars, and also pushing for some of the new technologies. They reckon in not too many years' time, we've gone to handheld devices that we carry on us, to microchips. You know, that's where it's all going, and they pretty much reckon that's going to be implemented, you know, pretty much soon. Because at the moment, we're going to wearable devices, which is, you know, like the Bluetooth device on your ear that you can wear, or the new Google Glasses. And I saw something you put out. I didn't even know what this bloody Pokemon Go was, and it's like, these things they're pretty much set up to implement the next few agendas of the overall collapse and control, centralization of control of us. So, you know, these are things that people, you know, with the race wars and the religious wars, really be watching out for that, because we're going to see more of that on, I think, especially on the American news as well as here.
Yeah, can you imagine just millions and millions of people walking around with their cell phones and their cameras, and all connected into a central computer, and that's gathering all the data with face recognition properties and everything else. They're going to know who's where, whatever street you're on, wherever. There's absolutely no privacy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and there's a lot of good people that have been caught up by the system that just, you know, ain't gotten in trouble by the system because, you know, they got caught up in the machine and chopped up and spit out and things like that. And, you know, and it's like they're just trying to get by, you know, and they're not harming anybody. But with this new nonsense stuff out there, they're going to know everything about everyone, you know, and everybody's going to help them along unknowingly. They're going to be, you know, the eyes and ears of this giant computer.
It's crazy. People really need to just take a step back and just look at, you know, where they're trying to push all of this too. It's just crazy. Yeah. You know, we're lucky that there is a lot of smart kids around in this day and age and can see beyond that. And they're going by what feels right to them, and they know that something, you know, it doesn't compute, something doesn't feel right about it.
I think everybody should switch phones, you know, start switching phones with all of your friends, and then just go and aim your phone into the toilet, you know,
yeah.
And just send them back a toilet, you know, that would probably be
you might start a new site by doing that.
yeah, start a new fad. Everybody, okay, all you Pokemon players, go to your bathroom, aim your Pokemon at your toilet, and capture whatever you want to capture in that. or just flush it all together, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, I have to have a cell phone right now just because I'm on the road so much and I need to stay in touch with the ranch and people can get a hold of me. But it's funny, I keep that thing away from me as much as possible. I don't have it on me as much as I can. And I don't like the energy coming from it at all. And
no, I think there's definitely something with that energy coming off it, definitely.
Yeah, and I have nothing to hide. You know, I don't care. My life's an open book, and if they want to know about the ETs coming here, come on over, you know. And they have, like NASA, all the agencies have been over here, and we've told them what we know, and there's nothing useful to them that they can use, you know, any kind of war industry or anything. So, you know, a lot of them are a little freaked out about what's coming next. You know, they know something's coming down the pike, and they want to be in, you know, they want to be ready for it. But, you know, it's like... You know, basically the only way we can, you know, ensure the international and security, whatever you want to call it, you know, the military intelligence, it's not very intelligent to be fighting, you know, with these higher dimensional beings and their ships, you know, it's like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you want real security, we would be aligning with them and using their technology for the good of the whole, you know, and working in service. And that's the real intelligence. But, you know, how many people have figured that one out?
I think if we can get to a point too where we are operating from more, you know, a higher perspective, or more like activating our light bodies and working with these higher energies too, I think it will make the technology and the low level that they're using it, you know, it will make it not, they won't be able to tune in and to affect us on the same level which they're doing currently. Like, we were going through the airport to come to your place, James, and the biometric system that was trying to read my fingerprints and my eyes, it took 20 minutes to do it. They had about three goes, the guys running around checking, you know, everyone else's computer going, is there anything wrong with the system? Is there anything wrong? It just wouldn't read me.
And I had 20 goes with the camera as well.
Yeah. So I think, you know, this part of our solution here is, you know, we're kind of used to this and electricity and everything that we have in this world. It's just to try and move above and beyond it so that it becomes obsolete with trying to, you know, piggyback or tune into us.
Yeah. Go on, James.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, when I went to Hawaii, I got there and all of a sudden they're going to have me go through that big monster, that DNA scrambler thing, you know, and security, you know, deal. And I looked at that and I go, I'm not going through that. I go, this is nonsense. And the whole system went down. I mean, everything, the whole power system and the whole airport went down. And they just had to let us through, you know. It was funny because everything was getting backed up. And we're going, hey, we got a plane to catch, you know. And they go, well, the system's not up. And they're going, code something. We got to do this and this. And so they were just like, had their little hand ones and just, okay, go ahead, you know. Like this. So,
I think that's part of the solution, isn't it?
Yeah, all you need is a little hand wand. All this other stuff is ridiculous, but, you know, a dog and a hand wand would take care of it. You know, a good sniffing dog. But anyway, I think all this stuff, I mean, we're going to find out that I know Winston's going to do, well, I'm going to have Winston on the show really quick. And, you know, I guess with Puerto Rico going down and the, you know, USA Corporation going bankrupt, and a lot of people don't know about that, but since that's out, the Republic's going to be restored. And when that happens, all these things that are unconstitutional are going to go away. You know, and so all these agencies, all these people that work for these agencies are going to be looking for a new job. You know, there still will be some aspects functioning, you know, to keep the peace and things like that. And you know, there will be some security things in place, but not the ones that don't serve humanity will be out the door.
Definitely. And I think at this time as well, the Star Nation is, you know, no matter what group you're connected to, they're really sort of giggling behind the scenes, observing people and their thoughts and what they're actually doing. And they know who's in line with the proper purpose here in terms of waking up and helping humanity. And they know that of those ones too that have got another agenda, whether it's ego or fame or whatever else, which those people are going to drop off, you know, they're dropping off even now, a lot of these people, whether it's in the UFO community or the spiritual community. So just everyone, just a heads up, really take notice of your thoughts, because at this time, this is how the bangers are communicating to you and always have. But really check your intentions and who you surround yourself with and why you're doing what you're doing, because they know that as well. They're transparent once we rise to the occasion, like you say, but, you know, we're transparent even more so now. And really people just need to check why they're doing what they're doing. Do they feel like it, you know, it's got a good purpose behind it? Is it with their intent? Have they got the drive to be doing it? If not, you know, be doing what you're happy about. And not everything's going to be all cruisy and calm, but, you know, we're all here for a purpose, and everyone's just got to try and, you know, pick up the slack. And no matter what way it is, you know, they don't have to be doing what we're doing, but they need to be doing something that's pushing towards the healing and waking up process here.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we can't afford the luxury of denial anymore and not getting on with our evolutionary process of the awakening healing, you know, situation here. But yeah, it's no longer optional. I mean, we have to go forward because the earth is going forward. And what I see is that the way this is going to shake out is that the people that have been doing their homework, that are service oriented, that focus more on love and joy and bliss and service to others, you know, and just, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you are. If you're just a good person at heart, you're going to get through these times. Just all you got to do is just be a good person, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet, and you're going to make it. You know, it's not rocket science.
Yeah, it's different where everyone's going to go to and how all play out too. You know, so we hear about the new earth, and I've been shown that, and then some have got to stay here, like I know, because they've got to help guide and assist, just like we're being guided and assisted now. And then, you know, some go back to where they're from, and it's all different for everyone. But as long as they'll give the shirt off their back to whoever, I don't think they need to be doing much more than just being a good person, like you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we need to just drop all this division and separation game. You know, because it's just a joke. It's a bad joke being perpetuated on us by these other darker forces, you know, and it doesn't matter what color you are, what culture you are, whatever, you know, our souls were created by the source, and we're all family on the higher levels. And we just need to drop this other nonsense going on.
And not even hate these other guys too, because that actually feeds that vibration. It's just, you've got to be neutral and send it love, if anything.
Yeah. Drop it back to the heart.
Yeah, basically. You know, I've just got a couple minutes left here. What's the best way for people? I'd love to. You're probably going to put that new footage up you just shot on your site. How can people see that?
Yeah, I'll put that up probably in the next couple of hours. They can go to petermaxwellslattery.com, or they can go to esetiaustralia.org. And Sol's also got soulreaderpsychicreadings.com.
Yep.
And you know, both Sol and I are doing sessions. Sol does like aura drawings and all that. I'm doing consultations and clearings and all that sort of thing as well. But the latest footage, if people just even type in just Peter Australia UFO, they can even go on YouTube that way and find that as well, as well as a lot of the stuff we recently filmed at your place as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Hey, well, awesome. We're at the end of the hour, unfortunately. I wish I could talk longer, but keep up the great work and we'll be in touch.
You too, mate. Take it easy.
See you, James.
Thank you. Cheers. All right. That was Peter and Sol with eSETI Australia. And if you want to check that out, they've got a great site. And we are coming up at the end of the hour, so we've got to sign off. And again, you know, go to privateinvitationeSETI.com if you want to find out more about the upcoming events at the ranch. And, you know, all I can say right now is stay in the heart. Be kind to each other, be kind to the planet, and ride this out and don't jump into the separation game and the polarities that are being forced upon us. Because, you know, this program, Order Through Chaos, the people creating the chaos are the ones that are, you know, we need to keep an eye on. The ones that are bringing the solution are often not who we think they are. And especially with all the planned opposition and all the other people in place, they're acting like they're our saviors that are really working for the other side. So, again, make your own personal connection with God, Creator, Spirit. Use discernment. Get your BS meter going and stay in the heart and watch the skies. It's going to get interesting. But anyway, this is James Gunn with BBS Radio on As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a good evening. Good night.